Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me to Matthew, the 6th chapter? In praying and seeking the Lord about the season we're in and what comes next, I believe I am impressed to begin a new series this morning. And I'm excited about it already, which is a good sign, right? And you'll see as we get into it, this is something the Lord is teaching me about, and then I'm teaching you as He's teaching me. So get ready to release your faith, and let's launch into this morning. Matthew 6, and our text, Matthew 6, and verse 31. Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Now, you know, he's not saying never think about it, period. Because how would you get supper on the table? Right? How would you wind up at somewhere to eat? You know, you got to think about it. But what's he saying here? No anxious thought is what he's saying. He actually goes on talking about, you know, being careful and anxious. And you ought not spend one moment worrying about what you're going to eat. You ought not lose one moment of sleep about what you and your family and your kids are going to wear. Are we going to have anything to wear? Right? He goes on to say, God takes care of the birds. Right? He clothes the hillsides. And surely He's going to clothe you and feed you the apple of His eye. Said out loud, God is my Father. I'm the apple of His eye.
I will never go hungry.
I'll never want for clothes. A place to live. Or money. He takes care of me. And He always will. Why should I fear? This is something we should rest in.
Amen.
Right? He goes on to say, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. Now, the whole world round about us, they are consumed with this. Quote, making a living. And do people worry about making a living? Untold. Ulcers and migraines and people worried about they might get laid off or they might not make a sale today or, you know, and it all boils down to this. Are we going to have enough? Are we going to have money for the rent? Are we going to have enough for the kids for school or, you know, and people just worry themselves silly. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do when these kids get older. How in the world am I going to send them to college the way it costs nowadays? That is exactly what Joe Sinner down the street is doing. Who doesn't even know God. Right? And it is insulting to God's faithfulness for you and I to do this. Right? I do not lose any sleep about the finances of this church. Not a one. I don't worry about it. I wouldn't stand up here and lie to you about it. I don't. No, this is not just my church. This is God's church.
Amen.
I like what Brother Jesse said one time. He and Brother Kenneth was on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and they were talking about some of these things. And Brother Kenneth asked Brother Jesse, he said, well, what do you do when all these millions of dollars of TV bills come in? He said, I lift it up and say, Jesus, you got mail. I thought, yeah, I'm taking that. Jesus, you got mail. This is His deal. Right? If He can't do it, I sure can't. Right? But He can. And He does. And He has. And He will. So why should I worry? But the fact is, many, 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 many Christians worry daily, right? About these kind of things. Their daily, weekly, monthly, yearly necessities. Where's the money going to come from? Feed and clothe us. And there's a whole vocabulary that has arisen around this. I mean, people don't even think anything about it, but they tell their kids, well, now, hold on. You think money grows on trees around here, boy? Daddy works hard so you can have some tennis shoes. Wrong. Wrong.
Amen.
Well, I'm the provider of this family. No, you're not. Don't you limit your family to your little check. We got a big God. He is our source. He is our provider. And you tell your kids and yourself, you can have anything you can believe for. Anything. Nothing's too big. Sow your seed. Claim one. Stand and believe for it. Makes no difference what you make or don't make. Your believing should not be based on your annual income after taxes. You understand what I'm saying? People do, don't they? Well, we can't afford that. That's like cussing to me. Nobody in this organization tells us we can't afford it. Did you hear me now? That's like cussing. Because what you just got through saying is I am my source. What I can produce, what my job can produce, what my smarts, my brawn, then God's not your source. No, is God faithful to provide for his own? You know, he said a person who refuses to provide for his own, he has denied the faith and he's worse than an infidel. Would he tell us that and then he don't take care of his own? Huh? No way. Say it out loud. God takes care of his own. And I am his own.
He is my good shepherd.
I do not want.
I shall not want.
Hallelujah. Man, you get free. You get to thinking about this. You get to talking like this. You get to believing like this. You'll sleep like a baby. Bills will come in, you'll go, Jesus, you got mail. You'll go take a nap. You won't worry. Now notice what he said. Take no thought. How much?
None.
Not one anxious thought, not one worried, full of care thought about what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, how are we going to be clothed? After all these kind of things the Gentiles are seeking. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. He has already foreseen the need. And he has already pre-provided the supply. You know, we've talked about that before. That's what Jehovah Jireh means. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who sees ahead and provides the supply. But he said, your Father knows you have need of all these things, but what are we to do? He didn't just tell us don't do something. He said, instead of doing that, what do you do? You seek first what?
The kingdom of God
and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. How many know these are the words of Jesus? They are absolutely true. They cannot fail. If you do what he told you, this will happen to you. All this stuff, all these things. People try to tell us sometimes, oh, now you shouldn't talk about things. Jesus did. Oh, that's just being materialistic. Well, tell him. He said things. Well, somebody needed to hear that. Things. Tell your neighbor, things. Is God interested in things?
Yes.
Stuff. Certainly he is. You may say, well, no, God's too big. He don't care about cars and houses and stuff. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you care about your 3-year-old's little toy?
Yes.
Or doll? Is that little toy or doll changing the world?
No.
Why do you care about it? Because they care about it. And if it brings them happiness, you care about it. What busy executive, CEO of a huge company, has gone all over town and spent half a day trying to find some toy or some item for their little one? It's certainly not going to help the company. It's not going to change the world. Why would somebody that their time is so important do that? Because they love that child, and if it blesses the child, they want the child to have it, and they'll take their time and their effort to make it happen. Well, you got a Father God who loves you more than any daddy or mama ever loved their natural child. And that's why He cares about stuff. Things. Yeah. So ask for it. Believe for it. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Now it's taken us a little while to get there, but here's the title of our new series. The Kingdom of God. The Kingdom of God. What are we supposed to be seeking and thinking about?
The Kingdom of God.
The Kingdom of God. What are most people thinking about? How to make a living. Right? What we're going to eat. You know, when you think about it, most folks spend an enormous amount of time thinking about cleaning something or getting something ready. Right? Including yourself. Phyllis says this all the time. Thank God there won't be any dirt in heaven. No more cleaning. No more dusting. No more vacuuming. Yeah. Huh? No more sweeping. No more mopping. Huh? No more.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Kingdom of God Minded, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1402A. That's R-1402A, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.